I come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems.
Home improvement problems, that is.
And for people who want common sense guidance on how to build green and live a more sustainable lifestyle. If you have a home improvement hang-up, help is on the way. You can send an email or call into the show. The Mighty House crew is now on the job. This is
Mighty House.
I am Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. And you can find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you're looking for a lot of great companies to help you around the house, you can always go to mightyhouse.net, click on the Mighty House team page, and they will you'll find a lot of great companies there. And if you're even looking just to, you want to get some cookies for the holidays, you want to start getting ready for that, just go to mightyhouse.net. You click down through there, Innovative Indulgences, and he'll make you up some, they're called cookie pies, which are really, really good. He's got a lot of unique flavors and
those
stuff
are
like
very,
that.
Very good.
Yeah, they are. So, all right, let's see what Laura and Robbie are talking about. What are you guys talking about there?
They're still going.
I know.
It's like, you know, this radio. They can't. People can't see what I'm doing, but it's a talking hand thing.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right.
Are you ready?
What?
What's going on? What?
What are you doing? Yeah. Oh, okay, Laura's checking things out.
Answer the question about
what's going on.
Oh, okay.
Turn off the mic.
All right.
Hey,
see ya.
Bye, bye.
Bye.
Well, what were you guys discussing there, Robbie?
Classes at Reds. Right.
To do what?
They have like crafty classes too.
Crafty classes.
Right. So like candle decorating that you can make. Candles for Christmas, you take like a pillar candle,
mm-hmm.
and then somebody would bring all the supplies and stuff like that. Oh, she's back.
Yes, Laura.
Nice.
I was going to mention, we were talking about, one of the classes we have coming up is a holiday mosaic. And we have a mosaic artist who comes in and helps, and she brings all the supplies. You pay a flat fee, mm-hmm. and you can make a really nice holiday-themed decoration for the house, whether it's you're celebrating Hanukkah or Christmas, it doesn't matter. And they're really nice. Plus, the other cool thing about this mosaic stuff, which we do other classes mm-hmm. too, is what Robbie and I were talking about. But this mosaic thing, let's say you have something from that means that you want to incorporate into a piece of art, like a plate or something
right.
like that. You can bring it, and she shows you how to crack it up and actually use it as part of your artwork. It's really nice.
Hmm. Excellent. So she shows you how to take the plate, hold it, and drop it.
No, she has a special.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, she has a special tool that she uses, and
it's called a hammer.
It's I don't know what it is, but it's a special tool, and it's a lot of fun, and then you make something that's unique.
Absolutely. We're going to do this.
Yes,
we will.
We're discussing concepts.
New concepts. So.
All right.
That'd be Laura at redsgardencenter.com.
Yes.
Nice.
Bye-bye, everybody.
That extended version of the Mighty House Greenhouse is sponsored by Devon Bank, your home improvement financing experts. They're locally owned and independent and committed to our community since 1945. They're great people, and I personally recommend you visit them online at devonbank.com. That's Devon Bank. .com. All right, should we go to the phones now?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You ready to go? Let's start out with Dave in Geneva. Hey, Dave, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on.
Oh, hey. Good morning. Thanks, everybody. I have a question regarding sound deadening.
Okay.
I recently moved into an apartment, and I have two bedroom windows that face two major intersections.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a freight train. I literally can't sleep in the bedroom. So I bought some 2-inch foam insulation, you know, with the, like, the aluminum on the one side of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I put a plastic, and it helps a little bit, but could you give me any kind of suggestion would be appreciated to bring down the noise in this bedroom, sir.
When's your lease up?
I just signed it.
No, actually, there is a way you can do it, and it's window treatments. You're going the wrong way. You don't want to use solid material. You want to use soft materials. So if you get a heavy-duty drapery, like a light blocking, they'll actually absorb that sound coming through the window. So you'll just close your drapes, you'll sleep better, and it'll knock that sound down.
How old's the building?
It's old. It actually has what appears to be the original wood frame windows, and the triple-track windows, the storm windows, are gone. So I have, like, the thickness of the window is all I have between me and the street. Sure.
Right. Well, and the other part of that is, there's also the weight pockets then. That's all open and voids and will create, like, a drum-like effect. So when you get the drapes, hang them across the casing and everything. So that way it's going from wall space to wall space, and that will help deaden it also. You want to create airspace by, like Rich said, by putting something solid there, you're amplifying the drum a little bit. So, you want to create voids to absorb the sound, because the glass is vibrating and sending the sound in. So if you create air pockets in between all of those areas, that's what will sound deaden it.
And absorb that sound then.
Correct.
Okay, so you're recommending that I remove this foam stuff from the window?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, okay. And put up draperies. Go get some nice ones.
I will do that. Hey, you know what? I appreciate the help. Anything would just appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Good luck, no problem. Dave. And then move.
Bye.
All right, bye. Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're on a busy street like that, Pella and Anderson, Marvin, they all will make a triple pane window for that very purpose. And we did a house that was on Sheridan Road. It was really loud and noisy there. We went ahead and put in the triple pane windows. It was a remarkable difference.
Oh, yeah.
Just having those three panes of glass versus the one. And we didn't, no window treatment difference, none of that. So, they do make windows for that purpose. And so if you have a noisy area like that, or if you face a street and you're going to be replacing your windows anyway, go with a triple pane glass, and that'll make a big difference moving forward. And then...
Well, like in his case, though, because he's in an apartment, he's not going to do that. But, I mean, he literally could just hang a blanket over the window, and he would notice a huge difference in the reduction in sound.
Right. There you go. Just try that. You know, go buy a curtain rod and hang a blanket up there.
Right. And it would work.
Yeah. It'll make a difference. All right. Let's try Chris in Palatine. Hey, Chris, you're on Mighty House.
Yes, gentlemen. What happened to the nice sunny day we were supposed to have?
I guess they left it somewhere. I don't know where.
It sure as heck isn't here. Anyway, the reason I wanted to call to offer a unbiased testimonial as far as why people might want to get rid of an old air conditioner. I realize we're not coming up. We're at the end of air conditioning season.
Right.
But, you know, still for the future, you know, and get a new one. My landlord, not by choice, but because he had to, replaced the furnace and air conditioner back at the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at my ComEd bills. You know, ComEd bills will compare the amount of energy you used this year versus last year.
Right.
And this year has been hotter than last year.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. My bill for the month of August was down 18%. You know, the amount of energy I used. And likewise, for July, it was down by 16%.
Yep.
So that just, you know, again, he didn't do that to benefit me.
No. But he also didn't use the most energy efficient. He probably used the cheapest.
I guarantee he used the cheapest. I mean, that's a money-back guarantee, you know.
Right.
But, you know, the air conditioner and heating system I had was put in 1975.
Right. That's just the energy efficiency of the cheapest, because it was probably it was the cheapest back then. You're using the cheapest now. It's just naturally that energy efficient, and it's saving you that kind of money.
Right, exactly. So if you really, you know, if you invest in it, I would say that is probably, you know, a capital investment that would pay your homeowner back significantly over the course of a 10-year period or so.
Oh yeah, yeah, without question, it does make a difference. And if you actually own the home, you can actually up the SEER rating on that air conditioner and get even more efficiency out of it. So.
So this is just a real life example of, you know, when you're talking about, you know, energy efficient appliances of, you know, how something, you know, actually, you know, again, he didn't do this for my benefit because he could care less since I'm the one who's paying the electric bill.
Right.
But the fact that the systems weren't working, that he had to replace them. So that just gives you a real life example. So, you know, next time you can just keep that in mind.
Yep. Excellent. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you. Wow.
See, that's, and it's funny because those more efficient equipment cost more money.
Mm-hmm.
People don't typically spend the money. So that's why the federal government and the DOE keep jacking up the minimum SEER ratings that we have to use.
Right. But what is it, 13 now? Is that?
I believe, but I do everything 16 and higher. I mean, we use a lot of 20 SEER equipment, which is all variable speed stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy. It doesn't shut off. Like, we're mostly cooling climate, obviously.
Right.
So the AC, the compressor, all that will actually run continuously all day, but only at like 15%.
Right, because it's on a variable speed.
Right, but it's amazing how inexpensive it operates.
Because of the SEER rating.
Air movement, yeah.
Right, because down in Florida, that air conditioning's running all the time. It may not be worth it if you live in a northern climate to spend the money on a 20 SEER. You're never going to get your money back on it.
Correct.
So.
Right. Like I said, that's because we're cooling climate. I mean, I'm in zone one. You're in
five or six.
Slash six.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty funny.
Wow. Cool. All right. Hey, Robbie.
Yeah.
Robbie.
Wait, here, let's turn this on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half hour to the clutter clarity.
Yeah.
You guys are silly. For.
You're all prepped and ready?
Yeah.
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 Good. So, what were you and Laura talking about there?
Well, we were still talking about the different classes that they offer there and how I might, like, you know.
You going to hold a class
maybe.
Over there? Maybe?
Maybe.
Ooh, yeah. We have a special event, Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
A special event. Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, decorating candles.
Decorating candles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. For the holidays.
Oh, just for the holiday thing.
Well, you know, and then we do like a Mother's Day one and an Easter one. And
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good.
You're silly. Okay. So, well, we are talking about the certificate of insurance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Somebody suggested that we put a sample copy on the website so that folks know what should be on it.
Okay.
Okay. How about if we do this? Since... are you listening, Trixie? Okay. So let's do this. Since we have to come work at your house on Tuesday and put a water line in for your new ice maker and your in-the-door ice maker and water filter thing, since we got to come and hook that up, why don't we send you a copy of our life
insurance?
Yeah.
And then you can white out certain things.
The important parts.
We can scan it and put it on.
And we'll have it.
See, here's the thing. Like, you wouldn't think about Ron coming over, putting in a water line for you. What's the big deal? What if after he leaves, the fitting breaks loose and you've got water spraying and
you don't know.
Your basement starts filling?
Yep. And you don't know because you and your husband go out for dinner and then you're over at some friend's house and you come back 6 hours later and your basement's full of water.
Well, you guys made me think about it when I said, you know, I was just throwing out the, like, you know, do the driveway thing, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, what if they splattered asphalt all over sealer, you know, or something. I'm like, oh, crap.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like you can't hire anybody without this insurance. But then isn't it going to be something like, okay, so again, I'm just throwing stuff out because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So please,
mm-hmm.
people, don't be mad at me.
But
just throwing stuff out. But let's say, I don't know, it's $100 to seal a driveway.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, that's good.
Let's just say it's
$100. Uh-huh.
But then you say to somebody, well, I need proof of insurance.
And right.
Like, we don't have it. We don't have it. We don't have it. We don't have it. Because we're just, you know.
Bye-bye.
Right. So then you find a contractor who does this.
For $150.
Or mm-hmm. wouldn't they charge a whole lot more?
No.
No, be more, but not a whole lot more. Because it's not, the insurance policy is not just for your job. It's for all jobs.
It's covering so it's them, everything they're doing.
So
it's usually based on your gross annual sales, some of your rates. So it's.
And the kind of work you do. So, if you're interior carpentry, that's different than if you're a painter or a roofer. So
we'll talk about this after the break.
All right.
Okay.
773-763-9278. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return. This is Mighty House with Ron Cowgill. Answering all of your toughest questions about home repair. Get all your answers from the experts. This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you, too, can give us a call, 773-763-9278. All right, Robbie, go ahead.
All right. Funny email number one.
Oh, we got more. Mm. Okay.
When Ron said salt and an air gun, I pictured him trolling his yard at night with a flashlight strapped to his head, in a bathrobe and slippers, and a shotgun loaded with rock salt. The great white grub hunter. Rich, can't hear you.
That's funny.
That was. Oh, you're eating. I'm sorry.
He's having some breakfast.
Yeah, I had a little munch. Anyway, no, that's funny. And by the way, his slippers are steel-toed.
Yes, they are steel-toed. Slippers. Yeah, in case I shoot my foot, I'll be safe.
Ooh. And the second email about the water line for the fridge, and I'm sure Ron pulled a permit for that.
Oh, no, we don't need a permit for that.
Hmm. No.
Okay, so then...
But if you go on Cabela's, you were saying they don't... Where it's a salt gun... A bug assault is what it's called. 2.0 fly shooter. It's $49.99 at Cabela's. They've got them.
You shoot it in the air?
Yep.
As they're flying.
And there's one on eBay, the original for $5.95 on eBay. The bug assault looks like a weapon.
It's bug assault, B-U-G, space A. Space salt.
Correct.
Bug A salt.
Or you can just go to like the Walmart type store in the summer, and for a couple dollars, you get what looks like a racquetball racket, but it has batteries and it's a bug zapper, and you just swing it.
Uh oh.
What?
I got a thing that says Skype stopped working.
Yes, so it did. You're frozen here.
Okay, yeah, so then I just wanted to go back and just say about. So let's say it was $100 to hire somebody to do the driveway,
right.
But they don't have. So then let's say I have to hire a contractor who's going to charge me a lot more.
Right.
But he'll have the insurance.
Well, he won't charge you a lot more.
It shouldn't be a lot more, but you are correct. It should be more, but it shouldn't be a lot more.
And the other side of it is the people without insurance and having no coverage could be out there charging the same price or more than somebody that does have the correct insurance and the correct licenses. So, you know, that's all. You don't know. Mm. Get a couple of quotes. My driveway, it's $120. They come out and they do it. They're boom, gone. And they've got all the coverage, everything.
Really?
Yeah. They steel coat my driveway every fall.
What company?
It's called Kaplan Paving.
Really?
Really.
Huh? Interesting.
Almost sound like the church lady.
Really?
Really?
Well, we have a man special.
Well done.
He has a man special.
All right. There you go. So that's what's going on with the certificate of insurance.
Got it.
So we'll send you a copy on Monday so that we can do the job on Tuesday. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, you've got to look at it, and he'll show you. And that's just it. And that's what Ron and I used to do at the How to Hire Contractor classes, would teach people those things and how to read them a little bit. So, you could get
so how do I know how long a job is supposed to take? So, again, let's say a job I think should take an hour. It takes 4 hours because they're just trying to, you know, make me pay more than they should.
What? If it's time and material?
Yeah.
Yeah. What if? What if?
Well,
what if something takes like an hour, but the company's like, well, we have a 2 hour minimum, but I'm really going to stay there 3 hours and just mess around
and milk it?
Yes, milk it. Yes. Yeah. So how do you hire a contractor who's not going to do that?
You got to find somebody you trust. If you don't trust them, then you shouldn't be hiring them.
Right, and that goes back to references. If you call, you know, if you ask for references for that particular work, say it's a trim carpenter, because trim carpentry a lot of times is time and material, because, you know, it, you just got a bunch of stuff, and some stuff takes longer. Crown takes longer to run than base. Even though it's the same linear footage, you know, around a room, it's harder to do. All right. So if you ask references and you call all these people and you go, were you satisfied with his work? He said he'd be in and out in 2 days. Was he? So if they say, no, he was here for a freaking week, I thought we were going to have to put a mailbox out front because he was never going to leave, that's not the guy you hire. So it doesn't do anybody any good to drag their feet.
Right.
Okay, we have a comment listening to the last segment.
Yeah.
If a plumber comes to fix a leaking pipe and asks if your basement has floor drains, could that be considered a red flag?
Say that again.
If a plumber comes to fix a leaking pipe and asks if your basement has floor drains, could that be considered a red flag?
No.
No, the question overall confuses the hell out of me.
Right. Well, if you've got a, there's a leak in the basement?
Mm-hmm. A leaking pipe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they may, who knows, they might want to know, is that water then going to go down the drain? Is the basement finished? You know, is he going to be able to just come in with a squeegee and squeegee the water down the drain? Or is he going to have to mop it up? I mean, I don't know. I don't know why you would.
That's what I mean. It's like only half a question. I'm not sure where they were heading with it.
Yeah.
Okay, I said, nah. Could mean a million different things. Nah.
Right.
No, it's sort of like us. I mean, people call in, you're going to ask a number of questions that seem irrelevant, but they lead towards the figuring out what the house is or how it's built or how it's affected.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You know, and if you want to have your water heater or your hot water heater, whichever one you've got, if you want to have that drained and flushed out, you need to know if you've got a floor drain there, because you need to hook up the garden hose and run it to a floor drain to be able to drain that water heater properly. So, you know.
Which isn't bad, because then you also rinse out the trap in the floor drain, which gets all kind of ucky.
Yep.
Ucky.
Gets the ucky. Icky bad out.
Yes.
How's that?
That's perfect. The other upside of rinsing your water heater.
Okay. Hey, Rich.
Yes, sir.
Bugassault.com. You got to go check this out. This thing is...
Well, that's what I was trying to do, and I think that's why Skype stopped.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Because I'm doing too much.
They've got...
And all the retirees got up.
Oh, yeah. They have a camouflaged one.
I saw that on Amazon. $52 on Amazon. That seems high.
Yeah. There's a...
Oh, they call that the Camofly 2.0.
Why right. Then there's just a lawn and garden one.
Yeah, the green and yellow. That's funny. What's the black and yellow? That's the...
That's the 2.0. There must be a better version of it.
Mm. Oh, you can get a buddy deal. You can get two of them.
Yeah, there you go.
People, call us. 773-763-9278. The whole thing is,
does it just use table salt?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
You can get two of them, the buddy deal, for $79.90. That's like a third off buying two.
Yeah, I know. I think that's cool.
I know people that have a horse farm.
Yeah.
They could definitely use this, and you could literally spend a lot of money on salt.
Okay, so now there's the question for Laura. How much salt do we need to worry about getting in our yard before it starts doing damage to the grass?
Thank you.
That's pretty funny.
I guess there's one way to find out. That's just a rock and roll. Let it happen. Let's see what happens with it. Well, you get a lot of salt down there, don't you, Rich?
Yeah, it's like any air.
Yeah, so and the grass still grows down there.
Yes, but it's crabgrass.
Oh, okay.
Although, no, actually, there are neighborhoods where they have, like, what is it, the bent grass and all that. You know, some of these lawns look like putting greens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's sick. I got... cut the grass four times a week to keep it right.
Oh, man. Oh, so we forgot to talk in that first hour segment there. Something else I saw this week.
Oh, yeah?
A guy says, I was in their house, and we were hooking up some outlets and stuff for a sump pump. And he said, can you check out this light in my closet? It doesn't work right. So I went and looked at it, and it had a regular junction box for a light, an 8B box was okay. In the ceiling. The knockout was busted out, and then there was just some extension cord coming through the knockout hooked up to the light.
Nice.
No ground, no nothing. And it's just the lamp cord. So then I poked my head up in the attic to see if I could figure out where that was going. Mm-hmm. 20 inches of brand new blown in insulation all over. There's no way in heck you're ever going to find that thing. So then I turn around and I look, and the bath fan, they stubbed it out real nice because the bathrooms had just been redone. They stubbed it out, so it's about 6 inches above that insulation. Mm-hmm. Not vented outside, nothing.
Which, what happens when you take humidity from your bathroom and you put it in the attic and it condenses in the insulation? What happens to the R value?
I think it goes to zero.
Yes.
Or close to zero.
So, very smart people, huh?
Yeah, and it was the blown-in cellulose. So, yeah. It's this nice white blanket. And now, you know, we need to go in there and traipse through all of that and try and find it. So we're going to be compressing all that brand new insulation, trying to find this bad wire and venting the bathroom fans outside.
And that makes the R value better too, yes?
No, exactly. It does. You know, you want to blow that insulation in. That's the last thing you want to do. You want to fix everything and then blow the insulation.
Air seal.
And on your way out, yes.
Air seal.
So...
I know. I blame the big box stores for that because, you know, you buy the bags of that cellulose and they give you the machine for free to use.
Yep.
And you do more damage to your house because you have no clue what you're doing in the whole scheme of things. I hate that stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, they did use the insulation baffles. You know, they pushed those down and they did that all the way around the perimeter of the house.
Assuming that the soffit vents were there to begin with.
There are no soffit vents.
Nice. It worked out really well then.
But the baffles are there. So in the future, if you ever do put in the soffit vents, then it'll be vented.
Sick house syndrome.
Yes.
That's where they're heading.
Yep. So
court. So is this house a recent purchase?
Yep. Or people were just moving in, which really surprised me that the home inspector didn't catch that.
Did they have a home inspection?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Because, you know, I had a brand new kitchen, brand new bathrooms.
See, that's the problem with flipping houses, and that's why I really get kind of irritated when I see all these yahoos flipping.
Uh-huh.
Because they're all like, oh, it's my first one. They have no clue about the building science. And then I don't know what's worse, the people that think they should be builders now because they managed to get some money out of the bank.
Uh-huh.
Or the poor people that buy them because they're buying paint.
Right.
You know, what a beautiful pig I bought. But underneath all that paint, it's still a pig. Which yep. I like pigs, but that's like the point. You know what I mean? So that's what bothers me with this whole thing. It's so unregulated, bad. But at least it only happens in the crappy neighborhoods.
Well, and I think, yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's my point.
I was in Wilmette, okay? So the thing is, if you have a good home inspector, they should be looking, especially if it's been recently remodeled. Ask them to, or you can do it yourself. Call the village. See if there was a building permit on that project. If someone remodeled two bathrooms and a kitchen and a basement and redid all of that and never pulled a permit, well, there's a couple of red flags for you right
there.
That's
a big red flag, absolutely.
You know, if at least there's a permit on the job, you know the building inspectors have come through, they've looked at those projects, they did a rough inspection, making sure the electric was run correctly, the plumbing was run correctly. And, you know, some towns actually do an insulation inspection before drywall. So all of those inspections are happening. You've got a better chance of that stuff being done. So they're going to also, they're going to check and make sure the bath fans are vented outside. Just that normal stuff.
The electrical stuff is grounded. Yeah. Because that was my thing when I first saw that photograph with all that cellulose in the attic is, what the hell's under it? I mean.
Uh-huh. Oh, do you know what it was in there when I was starting to go in? And I saw some of that silvery blanket stuff, you know? And it was like in a tube. So then I looked down the tube, and there's a light bulb down there that was switched from in the hallway. So buried 20 inches down inside, you know, blown-in cellulose insulation, paper insulation, is a light bulb, an incandescent light bulb.
And that's bad, too?
Yeah, I think so. But they
did you at least take the light bulb out?
No. They, I disconnected the switch. They, but they put that foil blanket stuff around it to protect it, to keep the insulation off the light bulb.
Well, that's a good thing. Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it is. I mean, you know, like home inspectors going in, these, you know, these people are like, you know, this is my new dream home, blah,
right.
blah, and you go through there and you're like, yikes.
Yes.
How fast can you run?
Yeah.
You know, run away. But I don't know. It's, and that's why I don't like when realtors suggest the home inspector. You know,
get
if,
your own.
If you're getting, you know, your realtor's telling you, oh, use this guy. Eh.
Yep.
Find your own. Make it a third party, independent, no dog in the fight.
Yep. Go to mightyhouse.net. Click on the Mighty House team page. And right there, you're going to be able to scroll down through there. You'll find a couple of home inspectors. And there's also Nachi there. So if you're out of town and you don't live in the Chicago area, you can click on the Nachi website, and that'll take you to one that's real close in your area. All right, let's try Jeanette real quick in Chicago. Hey, Jeanette, we got about a minute before the break.
Okay, real quickly. My husband and I redid our bathroom, about 7-8 years ago, and we put in, a natural stone. And he doesn't seem to want to reseal it regularly, so mm-hmm. we're always dealing with mildew uh-huh. and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And the question I have, can I put a shower enclosure over that, or do I have to take all of that out and put the shower, line the shower? Because I don't have time to clean it and do all of that.
Right.
And so which is the most energy efficient and cost efficient?
You know, there's past people that have been advertisers on the show, and now my mind just went blank. But anyway, they'll...
StubHub?
Tubhub and Tile. They're in Skokie.
StubHub.
Tubhub.
Get tickets.
Yeah. But they'll come in, they'll spray that countertop or that vanity top for you. And they've got a lot of different stone
Wall
finishes.
Tile.
They spray
it's
the tile.
A shower.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they can spray that, though.
They'll spray it. And
great.
And that's a lot more energy efficient and cost effective. Just try Tubhub and Tile or drop me an email and I'll send you their info.
Thanks so much. Love
right.
the show.
All right,
bye.
Thanks.
Thank you.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Well, the job was going smoothly. Two more days and we'd be done. We came in right on budget. Man, this job was so much fun. But I knew the fun was over when the client said, hey, son, my wife and I've been talking. There's some changes we need done. That sink's just what we asked for, but my wife thinks we need two. So cut another hole in the counter, boy, should be an easy thing to do. I know we asked for stainless, but we prefer that it be white. The oven's on the left now, could you put it on the right? Why can't you
make up your mind?
We did everything you said you've got to
make up your mind.
I can't read what's in your head. Well, I'm running out of patience. I'm running out of time. And you're running out of money because you can't make up your mind. Blue pastel, oyster shells, pink and Kelly green.
These just aren't the colors I saw in the magazine.
What's wrong? It took so long. Seems like that to me.
Can't you do it in a week like Ty does on TV?
Ooh, yeah.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House.
That tub that's in the bathroom, well, we think that it's too small. And that flush-mounted refrigerator, we'd like it on the other wall.
Why can't you make up your mind?
We did everything you said. You've got to
make up your mind.
I can't read what's in your head. I'm running out of patience, and I'm running out of time. And you're running out of money because you can't make up your mind.
Oh, that's all new stuff there. I don't know the words to that part.
Blue oyster shell.
Pink and Kelly green.
Pink and Kelly. These aren't the colors I seen in the magazine.
Don't ever play the song that far.
Isn't that special?
Oh, there's the church lady. She's back.
Isn't that special?
All right. So, answer me? Okay. You know what you're doing, Trixie. All right.
Yes.
Okay, she's doing it. Hey, Vince, you're on Mighty House.
Hey, I called earlier, but I had a question for you. What's the difference between a warranty and a guarantee?
I don't know. We'd have to talk to a lawyer about that one.
That's a good question,
though. Yeah. If you warranty something, that maybe that's got a limited time and it guarantees longer? I don't know.
A guarantee says you're going to get your money back if you're not satisfied. A warranty says I'll fix it for a limited amount of time.
Ah, there you go. Okay.
That's why cars are never guaranteed. They're only warranted.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. Okay. Excellent. All right. Well, there we learned something, Vince. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks.
See, never ask a question you don't know the answer to, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right. You ready, Robbie?
I'm ready.
Okay, because now, of course, this is what everybody really sticks around for. This song right here.
Oh, I thought it was just snarking us.
No, no. Chomp, 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 chomp.
Yep, oh, no. That's pretty much what it says.
Do you have a disarrangement disorder? Can't seem to get that jumbled hodgepodge pile of chaos in one place? Maybe it's time for a little disposal, a little cleanup, a little eradication, evacuation, liquidation, and purgification. Here's Robbie with a tip on how to put some neatness into your disorder. This is Cluttered Clarity on Mighty House.
Save it from this prison. Lord, help me get away. Only you can save me now from this misery.
She's getting into it, Rich.
I see that.
I've been lost in my own place, and I'm getting weary. How far is heaven? And I know that I need to change my ways of living. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me?
I've been sitting. Don't even. You're evil.
Periscoping her?
Yes,
I
was.
Evil. I had my eyes closed.
Yeah, I know. That's why I did it.
I realized I was sitting for 3 hours, and so I stood up to sing and dance, and it felt good.
Hey, Michael, can we put in a request to have a standing desk area here?
Yeah.
Okay. B. Oh, there you are, B.
We want
a standing desk area, not a sit-down one. It'd be good. See, that'd be good for the studio, right?
Oh, yeah. All right. Today we're having a little quiz because clutter and cleaning.
You can't just have a pop quiz. I didn't study.
Oh, I think you'll be okay. Clutter and cleaning go hand in hand. As I've always said, I go into these homes, they're like, oh, my cleaning lady comes or whatever. I'm like, how can they even, I can't tell you the amount of dust and stuff, but whatever. Okay. Who? People who have cleaning ladies, but they have clutter, it's never going to get clean. Okay.
How do you really feel there, Robbie?
Gagging on dust?
Oh.
Okay. Is it germier too?
Germier?
Germier. To eat food that has fallen into the sink or onto the floor?
Sink.
Rich?
I would say floor.
Okay. You did that just to be opposite. Your kitchen sink is one of the germiest places in your home with about 18,000 bacteria per square inch.
Excellent.
In comparison, the kitchen floor in front of the sink has on average 830.
See, so the people that are sick all the time, you just need to lick your sink out and get all that stuff in your system and really just work up your antibodies in your system and get the immune system going. So instead of eating dirt.
Get an infection and die.
Instead of eating dirt, now you just go out and you can just lick your kitchen sink.
Okay, no.
Yikes.
But I do think about that a lot because, you know, you like rinse out your dog dish and put fresh water in.
Mm-hmm.
So you're pouring the water in the sink, and you come in from outside, and most of the time you wash your hands in the sink, kitchen sink, instead of going to the bathroom.
A dog's
sink.
Mouth is cleaner than a human's.
Whatever.
Right, Rich?
So they say.
Who's they?
I'm not sure who they are, but that's what they say.
Dog lovers, that's who it is. That's they.
So basically,
I can tell you right now, my dog's getting a bath right now because it stinks.
Yes. Oh, do you want to know Stinky Dog? How about when they're oozing all over their body, the fluid from their wounds?
Uh-huh.
It's just leaking out of their... Okay, sticky all over, smelly. Okay, so kitchen sink is going to win. So take your little disinfectant and clean out your kitchen sink, like, daily.
Okay. Okay.
Is it germier to skip cleaning your barbecue or your toilet seat?
Toilet seat.
Toilet seat.
Okay, the grill.
The grill?
The grill.
You crank it up, you heat it up.
Cleaning the preparation area around it may have more than double the bacteria of the average toilet seat. Food or utensils placed on the area around the barbecue could be contaminated by raw meat or animal feces from outdoor exposure.
On the grill itself. You're saying on the sidebars of it.
She's talking about the little workstations and tables.
Including the preparation area.
We always preheat, so that kills the bacteria. But that's a grade on the burner or on the grates.
Yeah.
Right. But you have your prep area. You take your raw meat. You put it down. It splashes.
No, I do that in the kitchen sink.
Okay. Then you're picking it up with the spatula or the fork thing, and you put it down, the tongs.
Uh-huh.
And then you have, your little chipmunks running around there, pooping on there. Okay.
Birds. See, that's why I'm healthy. I never get sick.
Use an ammonia-based cleaner, according to this study, to sanitize both your toilet seat and your barbecue.
Okay.
Okay. Is it germier to use too little detergent or too much detergent in your washing machine?
I would think it's worse to use too much.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Too many suds can actually trap dirt in the fabric or leave residue, allowing bacteria to build up. Too much soap can also promote mold and mildew growth in the machine.
Oh.
The average load, you can actually get away with using just half.
See, I always fill it right to the very top.
No.
So you say do half.
Half of the recommended.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then your soap lasts longer, too. It's a money-saving thing.
Oh, my Absolutely. Final question will be about soap, which we'll get to in a minute.
Okay.
Is it germier to have a cockroach or a fly near your food?
Fly.
I would say fly also.
That is correct.
We're doing good with this test, Rich.
Because cockroaches are nothing more than small lobsters.
Excuse me?
The closest living relative to lobster is a cockroach.
See, and that's why I don't eat bugs, including lobster.
In case you haven't been listening close enough, Rich, I just got a text. Apparently, I said the word poop.
Oh.
It didn't take long, just 3 hours.
It took 3 hours. Usually, you're right on top of it, but I just got a text.
I guess I just, you did say poop from the from the chipmunks.
Chipmunk
you did,
poop, yes. And so I got a text saying, language, please.
Yes, I was concentrating on the quiz.
Yes.
Thank you, BB, for calling that to my attention that I said poop.
Yeah.
Okay, houseflies are twice as filthy as cockroaches, according to an Orkin study. Both are germy, but flies carry more disease-causing pathogens and spread them quickly by flying from surface to surface rather than crawling. Flies reproduce in fecal material, garbage, and animal carcasses and harbor bacteria in their hairs covering their bodies.
Bug assault.
So I said fecal material instead of poop.
Ah, there you go.
Okay.
Bug assault.
Okay, is it germier to reuse a bath towel or a kitchen towel?
Kitchen towel.
Kitchen towel.
Mm-hmm, correct. Thick
Towels
can trap bacteria and harbor odors, but kitchen towels carry nasty microbes. University of Arizona researchers found 89% of kitchen rags carried coliform bacteria and a quarter tested positive for E. coli. And it's funny, you would think the E. coli would be tested on the bathroom towels.
No, but you've just cleaned yourself.
Dangerous bacteria from raw meats can build up and spread every time you dry your hands.
That's all I was thinking about when you went to the...
Oh, no. Launder kitchen towels after each use. Okay, the last one. Is it germier to share deodorant or share a bar of soap?
Deodorant.
Bar of soap.
The soap is soap.
Bar of soap. It's disgusting. E. coli, staphylococcus, on soap bars.
Staphylococcal.
The bars usually don't dry completely between uses, allowing bacteria, yeast, and fungi to accumulate. While bacteria is unlikely to be transferred, skip sharing that soap to be safe. Barring deodorant spreads only skin cells and hair and doesn't put you at risk for infection. Who doesn't share the bar of soap?
about it?
Who? Everybody does.
Well, don't you always start out like washing your hands, so to speak? So that gets all that. You gets you a fresh surface on the bar soap.
Liquid pump stuff.
Okay, I don't want to get into because apparently there's little ears listening. But like, what do you use your hands or do you use the bar of soap to wash certain parts of your body?
The bar of soap.
Ew.
Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. The conversation continues all week long on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us on Facebook.
Hopefully not this one.
Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, or our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. Look for our show sponsors at MightyHouse.net. Just click on the Mighty House team page. Next week, we're going to talk to Mark from Alternative Energy, and also we're going to talk to the Klein Tool winners that won the Electricians of the Year award.
Shocking.
We'll have another Mighty House tip of the week, the Mighty House Greenhouse and Clutter Clarity. In between that, we'll be taking your phone calls. Thanks to Jesse Kelsey. And for more information, just go to jessekelsey.com. For Rich Calgill and Robbie Earhart, I'm Ron Calgill. Keep on square level.
Until next Saturday.